Dr. Bloomfield.
Hey, doctor, this is Daniel.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks for asking. I hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment. Just want to borrow a few minutes of yours again.
No, fine. Do you have any
Fantastic.
New thoughts?
Yes, I've got a very good news for you. I have spoken with my team, all right, in terms of your concern that, you know, if we are so amazing and, you know, everything is up and up. So why don't we twist our policies, all right, and give a guarantee on sales, all right, if that's the problem or if that's something that's bothering you, because we know that we can bring it in very easily. If that's the concern, then let's go ahead and give it to you in agreement. But before that, we need to go ahead and sort out a few things over here, all right, because I will need your permissions on that. So if you don't mind, may I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, fantastic. Now, first of all, Tommy, in reference to this book, it seems this book is available on Kindle Select, all right? You have selected an option while publishing it was Kindle Select. So why not, you know, why didn't you go for Barnes & Noble, or why didn't you go for Google Books or maybe any other platform?
I wasn't knowledgeable enough.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm asking about. It seems you're completely new to this, giving guide you. While publishing the book, I don't know if you published it yourself or maybe someone else did it for you. Someone selected the option of Kindle Select. Kindle Select means that you have contracted Amazon that this book would be available on $0.00 for an ebook. All right, that means the ebook won't have any cost to it. All right, only people that are, you know, buying subscriptions from Amazon for Fire, you know, for Fire Sticks, for, you know, for Amazon books, all right, for Kindle books, can only buy your books, can only see this book, all right? It's subscribed with Amazon for Kindle Select. This is what it means. So if you do that, you're only contracted with Amazon. Here you cannot publish your book on Barnes & Noble, for Google Books, or maybe on any other platform. However, you do have chances to get a lot of clients and a lot of sales from Barnes & Noble and Google Books as well, comparatively from Amazon itself. Amazon gets you good sales as well, but you would see more sales coming in if you would add your book over there as well.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yes, you're allowed to do that, but for that you will have to uncheck on Amazon Select, all right, you will have to remove your subscription with that, all right. If you'd like, we can assist you in this. We can go ahead and log into your account and help you remove this. If it's not possible, we will republish it, all right, on Amazon without Select option, you know, without Kindle Select, okay? So this way you won't be...
I'm not getting any sales from Kindle Select. There's no harm in getting off that if it's...
Exactly, because there are people that are ready to pay to buy an ebook, all right, but they're not able to buy it if they're not on Amazon, all right? Kindle Select means that you are contracted with Amazon, that you are selling your book on Amazon Kindle Select only, and it's available for $0.00. Though people who are ready to buy the book, all right, who do not have Kindle Select or who are not subscription holders of Amazon, all right, cannot buy it, though. So this is what the problem is. It's mentioned on your Amazon page. You can see it. It's Kindle Unlimited. It's mentioned over there. You're selected the Kindle Select option. So we just need to, you know, uncheck that box. If that's good to go in your account, we'll proceed further with it. If not, then republishing would be something that we need to take care of. It would go with the same, you know, it would look the same way, all right, like it is right now. Only the benefit would be that you would get sales on ebook as well. Right now, you're not getting that.
Okay, I thought I got like a few cents from some sales on ebook, like
you get 70% royalties on ebooks, and you get 60% royalties on paperback.
Okay,
that's one thing. Second thing that we need to do is we need to create your Author Central. Author Central means if you go on Amazon, look for any author. If you click on their name, you're able to read and review the author itself. All right, that means who has written the book. So normally readers do go ahead and review the author's page just to make sure that we are buying or we are looking at the right book, you know, before we invest into any book. So they like to review more about the authors. There's an Author Central that we would need to create. That would, of course,
okay,
bring
I'm
more
pretty
anonymous
well-known
to this.
Person. I'm, you know, have a lot of credits and things like that.
Author Central is available on Amazon. It's available with every author. You can randomly search a book on Amazon. Just click on their name, and you'll be able to see their information. And then go ahead with your book, Shrink Talk. Click over there, click on your name. You won't be able to read about the author.
Okay.
So you can try this out. So Author Central is that. We need to create that. Third, I would need permissions from you to publish the book on multiple platforms. Multiple platforms means that you will be the owner of the accounts, like you're the owner of the Amazon account. We will create your accounts on Barnes & Noble, Google Books, iBooks, and Lulu Books. All right, these are good platforms where you'll get good number of sales. Like, for example,
What does it cost me? Does it cost me anything to do this?
That's all included in the marketing package that I'm talking about. I've customized a package for you, so I'm going to tell you about that as well. That would include your royalties after your profits. That means we are not talking about calculations from $24. We will talk about calculation after the 60% you're getting from Amazon. Okay? So it's completely your profit.
All right. I'm still not sure what this is going to cost me.
I will come up to that part. All right, I'm just giving you the information that needs to be done for now. I hope that's okay. This is going to be a part of the package. I will tell you the cost. Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it. But go ahead. No, you know what I mean.
Okay, now here to what you're looking at, I can commit you sales, okay? Now, what I can commit to you is that I've spoken with my team. All right, they're ready to go ahead and give an agreement with the guaranteed sales that we would try to make. We guarantee you at least 300 sales. All right, but we would need exactly 120 to 130 days for that, because 30 days or 20 days will be consumed just to review and create marketing collateral, and after that, we would go ahead and start the marketing for 90 days. Okay, and we're looking at the same package, that is the standard marketing, but here it's the same cost. Now, the best part is you are selling this book on Amazon at the rate of $23.99. Now, this is not your return, all right? You get 60% out of this book because it's a paperback, okay? 40% goes to Amazon because they print the book and they deliver the book to the clients, to the readers. Make sense? So your profit or your takeaway on one book, on one paperback, would be around $13, 12 point something or maybe $13. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. So if we guarantee you 300 sales, your return of investment would then be $3,900. However, your investment for marketing package for this book would be $2,500.
So I write a check for $2,500?
And we give you a guarantee of a return of $3,900. Sales of 300 books minimum in 120 to 150 days.
And what kind of guarantee is this?
Money-back guarantee. In case we're not able to fulfill the, whatsoever the required commitment is, everything goes back to you. The job we have done will return back to you. That means you keep the pages, you keep everything, all right, and the money comes to you as well. If in case we're not able to fulfill the guarantee of the guaranteed sales.
In three months, you're saying?
To be honest, 120 days. 120 to 150 days.
Four and a half months.
Almost there. Because you write an agreement on this, so we need to give a tentative timeline, you know. So I would say roughly 120 days.
How much you're guaranteeing? $2,500, did you say?
$2,500 is the cost of the plan for the marketing.
And you're guaranteeing $3,900.
$3,900. And I'm giving you $3,900 on your profit. I'm not giving you $3,900 on the overall sale. That means you're getting net profit. We are not talking about gross sale.
And then what happens after the 3 months?
After 3 months, if you like the services, you can extend it for 6 months, 12 months, 9 months, whatever the plan is. Of course. How does that sound to you now?
Okay, well, I'm just wondering, if you're so sure that I'm going to get $3,900, why do I need to give you the $2,500? if you're sure we're going to get 30.
Because we need to set up all your initial accounts, all right? We need to go ahead and create your marketing collateral. Your press releases will be written. In fact, I have not shared, let me go and share the marketing package with you as well. Let me repeat it over the phone. Your standard marketing package, $2,500, includes email blast, all right? That means we'll go and run emails over to people who are interested in buying new books. We would write press releases for you and publish them on multiple platforms. That will be twice a week. That will go on for 3 months. Social media paid campaign will be taken care of for Facebook and Instagram, where we would write your post, your banners, design them for you, and boost the posting on multiple groups. So you will get, of course, likes, reach, and a lot of sales from there as well. Blog and article marketing will be taken care of. That means we would write blog and articles for you and post them twice a week on multiple platforms. This is a good recognition for books. Plus, promotional postcard designs and bookmark designs will be distributed to a few readers that will be coming up and buying the book. You know, like we would run a promotion over there that, you know, we will keep free postcard designs or maybe free bookmarks for first 50 buyers, you know, like this. So we'll make this a sales tactic and we'll go and design them and we'll distribute that to your readers.
It sounds like you know what you're doing, but do you have any references of people who've used your service?
Absolutely, sir. I would love to go and share a few books that we have actually worked on recently.
You know, maybe people I can contact just to confirm, because I don't...
See, that would be a bit difficult.
Where are you located, by the way? Where are you located?
New York, New York City.
You're in Manhattan?
I'm sorry? In Manhattan?
You're in Manhattan?
I'm saying, I mean, yes, indeed. We are in NYC, all right? I'll give you the postcode as well. So you
No, you're in Manhattan?
No, no.
Oh,
I'm in
NYC,
I said.
No, you're not in New York City. If you tell me you don't know what Manhattan is, you don't know, Manhattan is where is the main borough of New York City. I'm a New Yorker, I know. Anybody who is in New York would know what Manhattan is.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you located?
Well, we are based in New York City. This is what I'm trying to say. This is where the head office is. And
what's
we being the marketers...
What's
no,
the what's
we being the... We have different offices all over the U.S. We have offices in L.A. as well. We have offices in California as well, in New York as well.
Where are you located personally?
Me personally, I'm in L.A. Though the head office of the company is in NYC.
Okay, where in L.A. are you located?
Okay, and why would that be?
Well, I guess I'm concerned that maybe you're not in the United States. I would still do business with you if you were in India or something, but I just want to know. I mean, would like to know where you personally are located.
Okay, and see how this is work. It's basically a completely online work. All right, this is how it works. So it depends on our guarantees. It depends on our investments, our returns. All right, and this is what we are ready to do about the address of the company. If you talk about it, it's based in NYC. All right, if you want, I'll give you the complete address. It's 99 Wall Street. Right, you can write it down. The postal code is 10005, and you can visit out the office address where
you
would find people to meet you up as well.
Can you tell me where you're located personally?
I'm based in L.A., but that does not mean that, you know, we offer walk-in visitors.
No, I understand. Where in L.A. are you?
And what difference would that make?
It doesn't really make a difference. In fact, as I said, if you told me you were in India, it wouldn't matter. But I just would like to know, you know, where you are, because I suspect the fact that you can't tell me exactly where you're located, like saying, you know, I'm down on Wall Street or I'm in the Valley or, you know, whatever it is, it means that you're personally located in a different place, which is perfectly okay. In fact, I would assume that you probably were abroad, which is perfectly okay. That's why I'm getting a good deal. But... You know, I'd appreciate it if you were totally honest with me, that's all. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. But again, I do not understand because that won't make any difference, all right? So even though,
no, it wouldn't
I mean,
make any difference except that I would feel you were being totally honest with me.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I can give you the office address. This is how it works, you know?
Okay, so you... So, all right, so I'll assume that you're not in the United States, which is perfectly okay.
Okay.
And you said you'll be able to give me some references that who've used your services that I can
mm-hmm.
speak with?
I can give you references to the clients, all right, that we have actually worked for. In fact, if you'd like, I can go and set up a schedule of as well, all right, of yours, and you can actually speak with the clients as well and see what they have actually, what their experience was with us, all right? And I'm sure you would get positive response, right? I would just request you on one thing. Do not ask them how much did they financially invest in this because every client has a different plan. So just they don't want to, you know, just feel that we have invested more
right.
and he's investing less, all right? So every client
By
has
the way,
a different
deal. By the way, do
you think
deal. It's – I know you can't predict, but do you think it's possible that I might make more than the $3,900?
Of course
you
would.
Predict.
This is – Of course you would. I'm giving you something, I'm giving a minimum threshold over here that 300 shills would be minimum that we are committing, all right? Of course you would go more than that. This is minimum. This is what I'm trying to say, all right? The things what I'm guaranteeing you, I can give you guarantees of the minimum threshold, all right? Maximum, of course, would be more, all right? But to give you something in writing, I would say 300 shills, all right, for this book, all right, would be there with you for sure. That includes your soft copy plus your ebook. All right. On ebook, you would get 70% royalties, so that's a cherry on top. On paperback, you would get 60% royalties.
Okay. All right. So you'll send me the material that you said, and with the references who I can speak with, right?
I will go ahead and shoot you out emails for the samples. All right. And for speaking with the clients, all right, I would recommend you to go through us, all right, because of course it does not sound intrusive to people when you call them up and you tell them, you know, what you have been using or how you have been doing that. Every time does not prefer that. So I would recommend you go through our route. I'll go ahead and set up a professional call of yours, all right, 3-way conference where you can speak with the editor, with the author, see their reviews, all right, and then, you know, make a decision. I don't mind you doing that.
Okay,
instead
well,
of you contacting directly and asking
well,
for
how
everyone,
do I
you know.
I want to. Just from the point of view of trying to protect myself, how would I know that I'm really speaking with somebody
mm-hmm.
who uses your services and that I'm not talking to one of your colleagues?
You have complete rights to ask him everything you like instead of their investments and anything, but you do have the rights to go and ask everything that you have, you know, in your mind in reference to the book, on reference of
okay.
anything. Now, see, at some point, if you are getting a good deal, and at some point, if you are trying to do online business, you would have to give your 1% trust, all right? If you would say that,
yeah,
you know,
no,
I need
course,
to doubt,
no, well,
if you
if,
would be
if
like,
I,
you know, I have a doubt on the company, I have a doubt on the person, then I have a doubt on the client,
no, that,
then I have a doubt on...
No, that's why I would want to, if
so
I felt I could
this would actually yeah.
independently, then I would have the confidence that I'm not talking to somebody in your company. In other words, you know... please don't be insulted when I say this. I don't, you know, I called a number, and everything you say is very good, and it sounds good.
Okay,
and
tell me one thing, sir.
Trying to be fair to me, but
tell me one thing, sir.
Yeah.
A client that is working with me from the last 9 months, all right, has used us for ghostwriting services. Ghostwriting service means that a writer who is writing a book on behalf of you gives you the complete credit of the book, all right, and keeps a certain fee out of it, okay, for his services, though he does not own the book. Now, here, the clients do not prefer to disclose that we have used ghostwriting services because they prefer to claim the rights as they being the author of the book, all right? So they are also using us for marketing, all right? So I cannot go ahead and, you know, let you go and dial their numbers and ask them that have you literally contacted any company to write the book, all right? So this would actually, you know, I would say that we have signed an agreement with the client. That's an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. So I cannot just keep on disclosing all my clients,
yeah,
and you can dial them up.
Any
you know, I need to speak with them.
Is there any client that's willing to say tell me that they are your client and tell me then their name and say,
yeah, this is what exactly, this is exactly what I'm trying to say.
I mean,
right?
a legitimate client that I can confirm is a legitimate client. You know, like,
now,
you know,
for a legitimate client, the best I can do is I can give you a reference to his book. If you want to speak with him, I can go ahead and schedule a call of yours. Okay, I can go ahead and, you know, give you his contact information maybe, and ask you to maybe call him. This is the best what I can do, all right? But at that point of view as well, you would have a doubt. Maybe I'm giving you information of someone who's within my company, all right? So how would I actually clear that? So all what I'm trying to say is that if you're trying to do online business, I agree to this point of view, but see, 1% of trust will be required.
I want to trust you, but I'm just trying, I want to trust you, but I... As I say,
at the end of the day, if the client or anything, all right, even though the author, even though if you speak with the author and, you know, if the results are not there, the results are not there, all right, you can still drag us to the court of law on basis of the agreement that I'll be giving you. That will be signed from our side. Sir, you do have the right to do that, all right?
No, it's your money, all right?
At the end of the day.
I'm not going to do that. In other words, I'm either going to trust you and write a check for $2,500 and take my chances, but I just would like to have the confidence that...
I agree to this part, and I would love to go and give you all the confirmations on this, okay? That you, it's not that every company is out there to go and rip off authors, okay? It's not like that,
right.
Okay? There are a few companies which are here to go and maintain their standards, all right? We do have limited clients. I do agree to this part, all right? But it's like that we have clients which are ongoing with us from the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So, again, I cannot just bound, you know, the agreements and everything.
Suppose you didn't, again, I shouldn't even ask this because if I'm going to trust you, I'm going to trust you. But suppose I don't get $3,900 in sales. How do I get my $2,500 back?
Normally, we go and charge the fees on credit cards and debit cards. This is what we prefer. And you get your instant refund right then and there. But in case if you're writing a check, so we would have to write you a check as well. Or if you can give us your account information, then we can make a transfer over there as well.
I know, but I understand what you're saying.
If you pay through a credit
here's
card,
here's my problem. I want to believe everything you're saying, and it sounds like a fair deal, and it sounds like there's an incentive for you to do a good job. But as I say, please don't feel insulted. I don't know if you're not a whole big con job. In other words,
sir,
I want to believe everything
in the last
you say.
22 minutes conversation, 22 times you've said, please don't feel insulted, but I do feel insulted when you call me a con. All right. Though, as I said, that 1% trust will be required. All right.
I know. I'm trying to get that trust generated. You know.
So.
Like could you tell me? For instance, if I'm your client and things work out the way you said, I would not mind if anybody called me and said, did you work with these guys and are they good? And I would say, yeah, he did everything he said he was going to do.
You worked with them. You worked with us for marketing. You're talking about marketing. I'm talking about people using us for ghostwriting. When we are signing an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, which states that we would not disclose that you are using our company for ghostwriting a book.
I don't care about ghostwriting.
See, I'm giving you, I need to have clients, I'll give you clients which are 100% satisfied, neither those clients who are 80% satisfied. So I need to have a portion of that as well. I need to have, you know, my space as well to choose the client, which would be best to speak with you and give you all the information instead of just hesitating.
Well, I don't care about the ghostwriting. Do you have somebody who you did the marketing?
Specifically not for marketing. Not specifically for marketing. We have ghostwritten books, we have edited books, and then we have marketed those specific books. So the links that I'll be giving you, the samples I'll be sharing you, for those books, we have not only been marketing, we have been doing everything for those books. That means the branding is...
So in other words, this will be a new thing for you, just doing the marketing without the ghostwriting, more or less.
You can say that.
Okay.
I wasn't sure to give you the guarantees up front on the first call.
All right.
Because
all right,
I wasn't sure about it. We haven't written the book. But when we saw the genre, when we saw that what is this all, you know, your book all about, when we my marketers did the research, they said that, yes, we need to change a few things. We need to upgrade a few things over here. We need to make this book available on all the platforms, and hopefully we'll get a few sales. So that made sense to me, and when I even though confirmed it that, you know, we can get you more than 300 sales, they were like, yes, but minimum commitment would be this, all right? Minimum, we'll try to get this much amount of sales. And when that made sense to me, I thought, yes, let's give it up to you. Okay, because this is the minimum threshold. Again, you could make more than that, all right? And as I said again, that if you want to do business, you would have to give me 1% of your trust. In every point, I cannot satisfy you in every point of view, because I'm not physically in front of you.
I know, but you know, 20. I'm really trusting you for $2,500 without really knowing who you are or anything else other than somebody that I spoke with online. You know, that's.
At the end of the day, it does not matter because Daniel Garcia won't be responsible for anything. Even though if you do anything, it will be the company that will be responsible for. The
And
agreement will be signed under
what's the name of the
it's
com
Nombok
what is the
Writing.
name of the company? What
It's
is the name of
Nombok.
the company?
It's
Say it
Nombok
again.
Writing. It's
How do you
Noom,
spell it?
Gnome. It's Noom Book.
Wait, wait, I'm sorry.
Book.
Wait, what I'm just pardon me, I didn't catch it. Gnon.
No, G for gorilla, N for Nancy, O for October, M for mother, E for elephant.
Okay, and this is
Noom Book.
publishing.
Book. Book, then we got writing. WRITING.
Okay, I see. And so you do, I see. So you do writing and marketing, and in my case,
Writing, editing, proofreading.
you're going to take on just the marketing. And if it works out, then you might have a whole new phase of your business that'll work
In,
out.
indeed, indeed, this is what the potential is, all right? This is what we are thinking to do.
Okay, now
We would
one
have
more
to start with
question.
one.
Do I have to provide information about the book, or do I have to write things and tell you more about the book, or you know, so you can
You would be a part
you
of
can
all the conversations, though everything will be taken care of from our end. Your author's bio central, we would write it for you. You would have to dictate information. All right, you would have to give us information over the phone about you.
Sure, I
We
would want to
would
do that. Yeah.
go ahead and write about your book in terms of articles and press releases. So we would request you to give your information about it, and we would write it for you. So we would just need your information. We'll be your hands, and we'll be the person that will be doing the job. All right, we would just need your brains, your ideas, and on every step, we would need your approval. For example, when an article, press release, blog, post, Facebook page, anything would be created, would be shared with you first. All right, if you approve, then we'll move on to the next step. So this is very important, where we need your approvals time to time, and we need you to be available. All right, for
Okay.
example, if I'm giving you something on Thursday, and if I'm getting a reply on Thursday, day end, or maybe by Friday, I can assign the writer with the next job. Right, if I'm actually getting a reply back on Monday or maybe Tuesday next week, so that destroys 4 or 5 days, and
Okay. All right. So you'll send me sort of send me an outline of what you'll be doing, and you'll
that will be
tell me
delivered to
how
you. The
we.
first thing that will be delivered to you would be the calendar, that how the blog postings and everything would work
Okay, and
and
you'll
how it will
also
be
tell me
performed.
how I can have a at least one conversation with somebody that you've worked with, okay?
Oh yes, of course, of course. Okay, if
Okay.
that's the
All right.
scenario, I'll arrange one of my best friends for you, all right, who has
Okay.
been working with us from top to bottom, who has given us a lot of time, all right. He
Okay.
also visited our office over there in NYC, and he'll be there to go ahead and give you all the information relevantly about his book, all right. So if you
Okay.
like, I can go
All
ahead and
right.
arrange a call.
That sounds good. I'm very interested. I look forward to hearing from you. I have to go right now, but thank you again, Daniel. I'm looking forward to working
I'll
with
go
you.
ahead and try to schedule a call, hopefully by tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time, sir. Bye-bye.